Hello, and welcome to the voices of Luke A. Ziegler and How to Do Them. Today you'll be learning another traditional English accent. However, unlike the Londoner, this accent is quite harsh, and if done wrong, could cause throat pain. So be careful, and drink lots of water while practicing, because it will be vital. Right. Today, you'll be learning the Cockney accent. Starting off with the vowels, the A and the I's sound pretty similar, with only minute details in between. Starting off with the A, it's generally just sounds like this. I. I. Sounds like the lower part of the word hey, H-E-Y, specifically just the E-Y part. I. Now, E is just E with a bit of gruff to it. E. Normally it would say E, but lowering your pitch and adding a bit of gruff to it, E is what it would sound like. Moving on to I. Now, earlier I said that A and I were pretty similar. I. I lied. I sounds a lot like the word oi, O-I, or if it's spelled that not that way, it would be O-Y, oi. But in this case, we'll be saying it like O-I. However, you want to make the O really round. That way it'll make the I part of it stand out. Oi. Try that. If you want to pause, do so. Alright, so with the O sound. O is very round, but slightly gruff. As with all of the parts of the Cockney accent, it's very gruff. It's gravelly, even. O is very simple. It's just round, gruff O. O. Very simple. Now, U is, again, like the lower half of another word. U. O-U, specifically. Again, you're going to want to make the O round, but not too round. Not as round as it was with the I. O-U. 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 Now, if you want to try and bring out the U sound a bit more, just try adding a bit more gruff while giving the O a bit more roundness to it.
Ew.
Instinctively, you should try to, like, shrug your elbows, kind of push your hand out. At least that's what it does for me. It kind of adds a bit of muscle memory to it. And we're going to go through the vowels once again. A-E-I-O-U. One more time. A-E-I-O-U. Right. Now we're going to begin with simple sentences. Let's try introducing yourself. Hello, how are you? Now, for a lot of English accents, the word hello, especially in Cockney accents, would lose the H. So it would sound like, hello. And instinctively, some might want to add there after the word hello, which is fine. So we're just gonna go, hello, how are you? Now the word how works similarly to the word hello in this case. It loses its H. So it would be, hello, how are you? And the word you works just like the U vowel. It's just O-U. So we have hello, ow, R, U. Pretty simple. Okay? Let's try it. Hello, ow, are you? Hello, ow, are you? If you're still doubting whether you can put the H in, here's what it'll sound like. Hello. Sorry. Hello. How are you? The H has added a bit more breath into the voice, which adds unneeded energy to it. So in order to minimize the amount of energy that you're using while saying things, try to reduce the number of letters in said word, specifically in H words, such as hello and how. This has been How to Do Traditional English Accents, the Cockney Accent. Drink lots of water, and have a great day.